Get Up with Mike and Gia on Hit 105.9.
Hump day done and dusted.
Oh, he's getting on board the hump.
I wish. My only wish is that you would not call it that or not phrase it in that way.
I always say the hump or yeah. Never hump day. I never say the day part. I just say
But hump day hump. Is the only way that that is appropriate.
It can be appropriate. Why is the word hump need to be dirty in your mind?
It's the connotations.
Maybe I'm talking about the hump of a camel's back. Have you ever thought about that? Get your head out of the gutter.
Why are you the absolute worst person
anyway,
I've ever
it's
met
Wednesday.
In my life?
It's Wednesday, and today on the show we chatted to Stephen Fenwick because we chat to him every Wednesday.
Yes.
He had some updates because we have heard that Apple products are being affected by the coronavirus,
mm-hmm.
them getting rolled out on the production line. Well, it turns out it's affecting more than just Apple now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's unfortunate, but Stephen Fenwick has the updates for us. Really cool news locally because Getaway is coming to Orange.
Yeah, like the TV show, the travel show, mm-hmm. is going to be here filming tomorrow. So depending on when you listen to this, it's on Thursday the 20th of February that you might just see the Getaway crew roaming about Orange, mm-hmm. tasting some ice cream, picking some fruit.
Drinking some wine.
Drinking some vino. You know, the things you got to do when you come to Orange.
Yeah,
obviously. But we grilled our news girl, Alyssa, about where they'll be, when they'll be there, when we need to be there.
And how we can get on TV.
Because
that is how it works here.
Uh-huh.
Also, you really wanted to make a mention about someone on Maths because they say their name in a pretentious way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure most people, even if they don't watch the show, will have heard of this guy who's called Ivan, but calls himself Ivan.
Ivan.
Like, the only reason that we have issue with it is because originally when he introduced himself, he said Ivan.
Yes.
And then decided, no, that sounds bad. Ivan, it's actually Ivan. We're moving forward with that.
Funny story, actually, because I didn't actually mention this in the catch-up, so I'll mention it here.
Mm.
There was a actor who was on Neighbours about a decade ago. His name was David Hoffman. He pronounced his name...
Oh, no.
David.
He did not.
He did.
You are lying to
David.
Me.
David. But it's spelt David. No different spelling at all, but David.
No. Just, no, your name is not D-A-R-V-O-O-D. It's not Darvod, it's David.
David.
David, mate, get on board. Oh, we had people call in on 13, 12, 16 with their friends and family members who like pretentious pronunciations of their names.
And the one name got very heated between us.
Mm.
But also, now coming up next, or what you'll hear first in the catch-up, I should say, Gia has an update. Yesterday, if you were listening to the catch-up, you would know that Gia was considering buying a bet off of Spread the Word Orange. Facebook Marketplace, to be more precise.
Yeah, and there was, I'm not going to say split opinion on what I should do. There
was
a very
pretty definite
certain way that I should have been considering this. And did I follow the advice I was given? You'll find out.
It's in the catch-up. Thank you so much for downloading. We will see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 6:22 and we do it thanks to the Orange City Centre.
I needed a bit of advice from the Hit 105.9 family yesterday,
mm-hmm.
because I have been considering for a little while now buying a bed off of Spread the Word in Orange.
Yeah, right.
Initially, I was a bit hesitant, you know, because germs, etc. But you said, go check it out.
Yeah, so, just have a look at it. Inspect it first.
So I went and inspected it and it looks... It looks beautiful. So I was like, okay, well, maybe this is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still that little niggling in the back of your mind. Germs, etc. So we did put it out there and asked the people on 13, 12, 16 to weigh in. We had a lot of people just saying, no, don't, no, no.
It was a vehement reaction against it.
Yeah, like a lot of people were okay with the idea of buying a bed frame.
Yeah, because it's just a frame.
But a mattress, on the other hand, no, no, no. Some other people got behind it, though, said, oh, we sleep on mattresses from hotels all the time and don't think twice about it.
Mm-hmm.
Despite the overwhelming reaction.
Yes.
I went and bought the bed yesterday.
I thought you would.
Well, see, here's the thing. No matter how many comments came through, I think in my mind I was always set on doing it because it was $250 for the bed frame, the bed mattress, all of the whole thing. $250.
And the quality of the mattress itself, while used, it was...
I was only briefly used. Apparently, like, it was like a spare bed, rarely ever used.
And like it was of like a high quality, like it wasn't one of those like really cheap ones.
No, it's a sleep maker. It's soft. Mm-hmm. Oh, I went and got it yesterday and whoa, so good. I had the best sleep of my life last night.
That explains why you're so tired because like you just didn't want to leave
I didn't want to leave my bed. Exactly right. Germs be damned. It's the best decision I've ever made.
Well, I'm glad that you... I'm not glad that you've gone against the people, but I'm glad that you are loving your new bed. What I would say is I did see online today that there is that Kmart are now releasing a $150 mattress range.
Say what?
Kmart just released a mattress range of around $150. So you actually could have saved $100 by buying it.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking at all.
Kmart, my favorite place in the whole world.
Legitimately. Have a look. Like, all you got to do is Google Kmart mattress and you will see a ton of mattresses for $150. $100 cheaper than what you paid for a used one.
And it's a brand new one.
Yeah.
It's one of those mattresses in a box that pops out and becomes a normal size mattress.
Yep.
They're really popular and apparently really good.
And they're also really easy to pack up and move with as well.
God damn it. I love my bed. I love my bed.
You do.
I didn't waste my money. I love my bed. Damn it.
You should have waited literally one more day.
God damn.
One more day.
It's fine. I made my bed and I'm going to lay in it.
Hey, well done. Lewis Capaldi on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:41.
There is a man on Maths, Married at First Sight, that's been stirring people's emotions ever since he set foot on the screen. Mm-hmm. You might have even seen headlines about him. I mean, I know you don't watch the show.
Oh, I think I've seen every person's name on a headline. I just actively choose not to click those articles.
Okay. Do you remember there was one of them that didn't wear socks at the wedding?
Something like that. Yeah, rings a bell.
All right. Well, that crime was committed by Ivan.
Okay.
Who, when he introduced himself, initially seemed a bit confused over his own name.
Ivan is my name. Or Ivan, actually. It's Ivan is my name. I spent majority of my schooling life correcting people on my name. And when you get into the workforce, it just becomes a bit tiring.
But he had to correct himself on his own name. What's your name, mate? Is it Ivan? Are you an Aussie bloke called Ivan? Or are you Ivan?
Because that is your opportunity. Because he's meeting with the Maths producers there.
Yeah.
That's your opportunity to introduce you the way you want to be introduced.
Like, don't put a name into their heads that you don't want to then be called.
Especially, you led with the wrong name.
Right? Yeah. If you want to try to sound fancy, like you're this amazing man that walks around in Ralph Lauren polo shirts and big fancy watches and no socks at your wedding, don't come in with the Ivan. Come in with the Ivan.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Very fancy. It's Ivan.
That happens, like, quite a bit. It kind of sounds like he's... Are we sure Maths is not like a massive mockumentary? Like, it's not like... Are we sure it's not satire? Because it... Because that reminds me of, like, when Chris Lilley was doing the character of Jemai King.
Yeah.
J-A-apostrophe-M-I-E.
Hi, my name's Jemai. I used to be Jamie, but I added the apostrophe in year 8.
Oh, that's so true. But there are some names out there that... You read them on paper and you go, all right, that's what that is. Mm-hmm. And then when they say it out loud, they just seem to want it to be said in such a pretentious way.
Yes.
Even here in our office, there is a lovely, lovely man who likes to go by the initials GT.
Yes.
Purely because people apparently were pronouncing his name wrong.
Yeah, right.
Now, his name is spelt G-R-A-N-T.
Yeah.
Grant.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently his name is Grant.
See, here's the thing. That depends on where you come from. I think.
Oh, he is Mr. South Australia. Yeah, how do they say it in Adelaide?
My answer to that is Grant. Because Grant Denyer.
It's Grant.
Grant. It's literally the same thing.
If you're an Aussie, it's Grant.
Oh, how dare you?
Grant is
the... How dare you? I was born in this country.
Grant is the pretentious pronunciation in my mind. And we would love for people to call in on 13, 12, 16 and tell us who is in your life that forces you to pronounce their name in a pretentious way.
Oh, like, are they, like, are they a Dana that calls themselves Dana or Tara instead of Tara.
Oh, yeah, a Grant instead of Grant. Anything like that, we'd love to hear it on 13, 12, 16. And we do have a voucher for Duntry League up for grabs for the best one that comes through on 13, 12, 16.
Kelly Clarkson, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:52. We do it thanks to the Orange City Centre.
And we want to know who makes you pronounce their name in a pretentious way. Because there's a guy on maths whose name is clearly Ivan, but he likes it said another way.
Ivan is my name. Or Ivan, actually. It's Ivan is my name.
Ivan. His name is Ivan. Not Ivan. Ivan.
Sure it is.
And there's a man in our office called Grant who likes to actually be known as Grant.
Well, if that is actually his name, then let him be called that name.
Oh, it's Grant. It's
yes,
just like,
but he identifies as Grant.
It's just like Mel, who's commented on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page. She worked with a another woman called Melanie, but she would say Melanie.
Melanie.
Like she's written about 20 R's there. So Melanie. Whereas Jade worked with a woman called Karen, K-A-R-E-N, but would pronounce it Karen.
Oh, Karen. I know a Karen. Yeah, and it's spelt Karen. Just your Karen, sweetie.
Loretta had a cousin whose name is Sarah, but she liked to pronounce Sarah.
Oh, Sarah. Yeah, yep.
And Danny's older brother, so related person to her, knows her name is Danny, but just seems to want to call her Danny. Hello, Dani. How are you?
I just got a message from my sister. She says that there's someone at her work whose name is spelt Diana.
Yeah.
Deanna? Deanna.
Of course!
Yeah.
It's so pretentious.
Like, if it's spelt Diana, like, come on, you're Diana, not Deanna.
Oh, well, same with the Grant.
That is different.
Well, we've got Angie on 13, 12, 16. Let's not forget about Angie. Yes. How are you doing this morning?
Good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Really good. Are you calling in with a pretentious pronunciation?
Please tell me it's not yours and we're meant to call you Angie or something.
Or Angie. Angie.
No, guys, but I'm going to totally agree with Gia here. My husband's name is Grant and it's Grant. It's not Grant, and it annoys me when people call him Grant.
Oh, okay, so he's not forcing you to call him Grant, but other people and they go, oh, this must be Grant. Lovely to meet Grant.
Why do you put that emphasis on that such a... you could just say Grant, not like a normal person. You don't say Grant.
But
you're welcoming someone down a massive staircase.
But it's not Grant, is it?
It just sounds so pretentious, and it's Aussie, Grant, you know?
100%. 100%. Well, why don't you and Grant go off and have a fun time at Duntry League on us? You've scored the voucher, Angie.
Thanks, guys.
You are very welcome. Corporate events and private function inquiries are welcomed at Duntry League.
Look, the reason why I am on the Grant, you can choose whatever you want side as opposed to Deanna side is because Deanna is clearly spelled differently.
But Grant, how is it spelled compared to Diana, Deanna? How would you spell them differently?
You could put the double E in there or put an E in there instead of an I, and that would be Deanna. But Diana, D-I-A-N-A, that's obviously Diana.
But why is it not Deanna? If Grant is Grant, why is it not Deanna?
Look, I don't want
to... D-I is D, A-N-A is look, Anna, look. Deanna.
Look, I don't want to get into a conversation about the English language and how messed up it is because it is messed up and for every rule there is an exception. What is that? I before E, except after C, except for in literally blah, so blah, many blah, other
blah,
words.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, exactly. Well, keep the pronunciations coming on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page. We're obviously having a lot of fun debating them.
Why do we fight over the stupidest stuff anyway?
Because I'm right.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Well, joining us on the line right now, as always, our tech expert from techguide.com.au, it is Stephen Fenwick. Stephen, coronavirus continues to plague China especially, and this might mean really bad news if you're after a new smartphone.
That's right, yeah. We're coming up to the time of year when the Mobile World Congress, the world's biggest mobile phone industry trade show, gets underway. But unfortunately, the fears over the coronavirus has forced the GSMA, the organisers of the event, to cancel the whole show. So there were companies like LG and Sony and Intel and Nokia pulling out of the event. And GSMA thought, well, you know, there are all these companies that are fearful of the coronavirus being spread there. A lot of Asian companies were attending, including a lot of Chinese companies. Mm-hmm. So they decided, just for safety's sake, to call the whole thing off. But unfortunately, what's going to happen now is that at this event is normally where the industry gathers. So it's not just journalists and smartphone manufacturers. It's also the network companies, the retailers. This is where they all get to meet, do all the deals and, you know, touch and feel all the new devices and decide which ones to range on their networks and in their stores. So those meetings now can't happen for a little while now. So what's going to happen is that the launch of these products is probably going to be affected by months. So that new phone that you might have had your eye on in March or April, you might have to wait till the middle of the year.
Well, it is sad to see the coronavirus having such a negative effect on technology, but the great thing is that technology is actually having a positive effect on the coronavirus.
Yeah, well, DJI, which is the world's leading drone manufacturer, they've stepped up and adapted their drones to help fight the disease in China. One example is they've adapted one of their large agricultural spraying drones, and what they're doing, they've adapted it so that it can spray chlorine or ethyl alcohol-based disinfectant from the air. So rather than sending people in, they can fly the drones into these areas and spray areas like factories and residential areas, hospitals, 50 times faster than they would normally. So that's helping sort of to cut the spread of the disease. What they're also doing is using drones to disperse large gatherings of people in these affected areas, and also using them to educate people on the best ways to stay safe in terms of what they can do to stop the spread of the virus. But the other thing too is they're using drones for delivery. So that you can imagine a lot of people that are quarantined in their own homes, they're not going out in public, they've been told to stay indoors. Drones are now able to deliver food and medicine to these people without them having to come in contact with another human being and risk the spread of the disease. They're even using thermal cameras attached to the drones so they can see any of the medical workers in these areas if they're affected, if they've got elevated temperatures as well. So remarkable how the drone is being used in so many ways, and DJI, being a Chinese-based company, are really doing a good job to help combat the disease without putting people at risk.
Yeah, they're doing incredible stuff. And if you want to read more about that, you can check out Stephen Fenwick's full articles at techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Chainsmokers, Amy Shark, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 7:40.
2 days ago, I brought you, Mike, the story of how someone is trying to sell Macca's Big Mac sauce on eBay.
Yep.
For $114.
Yeah, and these are only the 25ml little sauce tubs that you get if you were buying nuggets.
Yes, the ones that apparently retail for about 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
But on eBay, they are going for $114.
I still don't understand how, but
well,
it's not important.
It's unclear at this stage whether they've been successful in the selling of these little sachets. But I thought, hell, if a 25ml tub or three of them are going for that much money, how much could we get for 500ml bottle that we have here in the office?
Yeah, exactly. We still have a few bottles in there with the Big Mac sauce, the 500ml proper bottles.
So after the show on Monday, I took to eBay, set up an account, and went through the motions of putting up an ad.
Yep.
Here's where I hit a snag, right? They then started asking me for credit card details, for fees that are associated with my ad, and et cetera. And as you know,
we don't have a budget.
No, we do not. We have no money between us. So we thought, what else can we do with this? Because we need to prove the value of the Big Mac sauce. It's a exclusive limited edition bottle,
mm-hmm.
right? And of course, you know, I'm dancing in the Stars of Orange Dance for Cancer.
Yep.
So we thought, why not auction off a bottle of limited edition Big Mac sauce here on the air on 13, 12, 16, and all the proceeds from the auction, the winning bid, will go straight to the Cancer Council.
It's a little way to kickstart your fundraising, because you've got months of this to go. This is a great little way to get it started. So if you're after a Big Mac sauce bottle and you would like to donate some money to the Cancer Council, 13, 12, 16, we're accepting opening bids.
Yeah, I mean, it can be as little as a dollar. It could be as much as you want. Yep. Whatever you would like to donate slash offer for the Big Mac bottle, let us know. 13, 12, 16. Let's get the bidding rolling.
Yes, we are about to kick off the bidding war for the Big Mac sauce bottle with all the proceeds going to the Cancer Council.
Yeah, it's a part of my Dance for Cancer Stars of Orange campaign. We thought we're sitting on a gold mine. Big Mac sauce is very exclusive. A lot of people want it.
Mm-hmm.
So why not open up the phone lines to anyone who wants to put in a bid with their donations going to Cancer Council? And Danielle has answered that call. Now, Danielle, you want to put in a starting bid. Is it because you love Big Mac sauce or because you just want to help out a great charity?
Yes, it's definitely a combo, that and also because it's so nice that you're doing this for the Cancer Council.
Oh, thank you. I love the support I've been receiving through the Hit 105.9 family. Look, how much are you going to start the bidding at?
I'll start with $5, which doesn't seem like a lot, but I'm happy to go up if it goes up more.
Well, let's see. If we get more bids through, you might have to call back through and keep the bidding war going. Danielle, thank you so much for calling through.
Can do. Thank you.
As we say, if you would like to put a bid in, 13, 12, 16, yes, you may just get a Big Mac sauce out of it, but it will also go towards the Cancer Council and life-saving cancer research. So give us a call right now if you'd like to put in a bid for the Big Mac sauce.
We're going to be taking some of the bids during the songs right here after Justin Bieber and Blood Pop. It's Friends. Hit 105.9. Halsey on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 7.53. We enjoy it thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
And we all know the Big Mac sauce is worth its weight in gold. Mm. There are bottles online that have sold for heaps and heaps of money.
Even just the sachets.
Mm, obviously, you can now actually buy it from a Macca's. So its value's gone down slightly, but that doesn't stop us from wanting to auction off a bottle of 500 mils of Big Mac sauce that we have here in the office for a good cause.
Absolutely we do.
It's part of my Dance for Cancer Stars of Orange campaign. We've decided we wanted to do an on-air auction to see who wants the Big Mac sauce with the money raised going straight to the Cancer Council.
Just before the songs there, Danielle kicked us off with $5 being the opening bid.
Mm-hmm. And we had quite a few calls coming through on 13, 12, 16. Kate's called in. You want to put in a bid?
Yep, I'll up the bids. Another $2.
All right, well, that takes it to $7. We've got Todd on the line. Todd, what's your bid?
Yeah, guys, I'm going to up the bids by $2.
It's now at $9. James on 13, 12, 16, do you want to put in a bid?
Absolutely, $10.
$10?
$10, yeah. All right.
How's that? All right, that's getting the ball rolling. Do you love Big Mac sauce or are you just happy to donate towards Cancer Council?
I bloody love it. I just dip literally everything in it.
Hello, who's this?
Guys, it's me again. I just wanted to add another $2 to my original bid, please.
That takes it to $12. Mm-hmm. And Danielle's second call was the final bid, which means she scored the Big Mac sauce.
Yay!
Yay! It is waiting for you here at Gateway Crescent. You can come and pick that one up from us. But that's $12 going straight to the Cancer Council.
That's $12 that they didn't have before.
Yeah, and I put a little donation tin here on our reception on Gateway Crescent. It's got a couple of bucks in it too.
Excellent.
So without barely lifting a finger, I've already raised $15 for cancer research.
Hell of a start.
This feels awesome. And it's just the start because on Friday we're going to Pete's Car Wash. We're going to be washing cars and we're there from 10:30 to 1. All the cars that go through the auto wash in that time, the money from that will go straight to the Cancer Council. Yep. All the money from auto wash washes that happens between 10:30 and 1 on Friday are going to Cancer Council.
And that is potentially a large sum of money that you could be getting this Friday.
That's right. This is just the start here. That $12 is awesome. Every cent counts.
Jamiroquai on Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange.
And you would have heard in the news with Alyssa this morning that apparently the Getaway crew are coming to Orange to film some TV.
Oh, yeah, this is exciting.
It's so exciting, which is why we've wrangled Alyssa into the studio with us. Now, Alyssa, how did you find out about this?
Morning, guys. I happen to be just fantastic friends with the Orange City Council. and they just flicked me through this massive email with heaps of really cool information. And that's pretty much how I caught wind of it. But, wow. Yeah, pretty exciting.
Where are the getaway crew going to be? If people are out and about tomorrow wanting to sort of have a bit of a squeeze at how a TV show is filmed, where would you find them?
So tomorrow they are going to be at Huntley Berry Farm. That's where they're staying. Don't knock on their door, but that's where they're staying. And they'll be around there. And then they're going to pick their own basket of local produce. So they'll be able to get some strawberries, tomatoes, zucchinis, all that good stuff.
Hey, that's possible. If we want to get in the background and have our faces on TV, we could just go and casually pick some fruit at the exact same time that they're picking.
Not so
fruit.
Creepy at all. I like it.
Well, you guys are busy at 9 o'clock.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, where else are they going?
Yeah.
So they're also going to... Where else are they going? They are going to get some ice cream from Spilt Milk.
My favourite.
Twist our arm.
That is doable. That's at 1 o'clock, so you can be in the background of that one.
Of course we can.
Yeah, we can.
And then after that, they'll be heading to Nashdale Lane Winery for a brew.
Oh, so we could get an ice cream, then go get a nice glass of wine at Nashdale.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they're hitting some of the really sort of big name places here in Orange.
Yeah, well, they've referred to Orange as a food bowl, which probably isn't too far off the truth.
Oh, we love our food. We definitely do.
Very true. Do we know who's going to be there? Is it Katrina Rowntree? Come on, is it Katrina Rowntree?
Yeah, I believe so. Her and David will both be there.
Hell yeah!
Oh, my God, yes. And this is happening tomorrow here in Orange.
Yes, so they've already been all over the Central West. They were in Dubbo at the zoo. They met the founder of the Buy From The Bush campaign, who is Grace Brennan, and they also had a look at the Bush Arts Trail between Dubbo and Molong.
Wow, this is so exciting. Not just that they're featuring the Central West and places that are obviously struggling in drought and with the lack of rain, but also that they're going to be in Orange filming a TV show.
And also that we have their itinerary.
I know, I love that. Alyssa, thank you so much for filling us in. We cannot wait, and you are coming along for ice creams and wines tomorrow, right?
I'll be there.
Cheers, Alyssa.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.